First of all, I want to welcome all of you here this evening, especially those who are visiting, who are family members and friends of our catechumens and candidates. Also, of course, always welcome our dear sisters of the Blessed Trinity from Our Lady of Lourdes Shrine. It's always great to have them here and to help them out. I actually put them into work this evening to bless to light the candles. There was a fellow who loved his cat very, very much. And he had to go away for a few days. This is not Father Troja. He had to go away for a few days, and he left his cat with his brother. And after a few days, he called his brother and says, "How's the cat?" His brother said, "The cat died." And he was just panic-stricken. He said, "Oh, how can you do, you can't just break that news like that. Should have given me some warning. You could have said that the cat was on the upstairs porch playing with a ball and fell off, and then you can say they took him to the vet. And the next day you could say that he had broken his leg and needed surgery. And the next day you could say he had a reaction to the anesthesia and died peacefully in his sleep. You shouldn't just say he's dead. How's Mom?" "Well, she was playing with a ball on the porch." Oh, Michael is very happy about that. I actually heard that first many years ago from Bob Newhart. In any event, the point is that we can laugh in the face of death because of what we celebrate this evening. Jesus is risen. He is truly risen. And we are called to be joyful. We are to share in Jesus' life. We have died with him in baptism. Our catechumens will die with him in baptism in a few moments. And we're raised to life again. We are called to live the fullness of life. We shall be raised from the dead as well. It's a time for us to reflect upon the glories of Jesus' resurrection. We have been baptized into his death and resurrection, and therefore we must be a people who rejoice. We are to rejoice even in the midst of our sadness, even at the death of a loved one, even a fearful diagnosis of a disease for ourselves or for a loved one. We are saddened because of broken relationships or anxieties, but we are still to rejoice because we know and understand that God loves all of us and loves each of us so passionately, it's beyond our understanding. And God's love will never abandon us. Even though the people of our world may abandon us at some time, even though a friend might betray us, Jesus, who is our best friend, will never betray us. He won't betray us by dying because he has already died and he lives forever. We are to live in this world that is passing away and yet understand that this is not our home. We are offered a life beyond this world. Jesus offers us his own life, the life that died upon the cross and was raised up on the third day forever. How can we not rejoice? He offers us his own flesh, his risen flesh and blood in the Eucharist. How can we not hunger for it? Jesus, risen Lord, be our Lord and our brother today. Let us live in you and let us proclaim in you the truth of the resurrection and that we might call all others to live in you, to know the faith, to believe in you, and through that faith may have the fullness of eternal life.